If you're like me, you probably have a closet full of local band merch. And whether you know it or not, a lot of that band merch is probably made by Divine Shirt Company right here in Winnipeg. Divine Shirt Company has made all of the Great Witch Police merch, from our hoodies to our toques to our t-shirts. And if you're looking to get anything done, like screen printing, embroidery, graphic design, digital printing, go to see Divine Shirt Company at divineshirtcompany.ca and tell them Witch Police Radio sent you.
One of our colleagues, Sam Thompson, who, if you saw him, you'd sort of right away assume he was a hippie.
Witch Police Radio. Witch Police Radio. Oh, no, no, no. Witch Police Radio.
All right, welcome to Witch Police Radio. I'm here with a guest who, it seems like you were just on the show, but it was actually, I was looking at the date of the previous appearance, and it was actually 4 years ago. But it's one of the things that sort of happened over doing these episodes the way I do them now, which is via Zoom online. I used to do these episodes, interview people in person at their jam spaces or back of a car or basement or wherever else, studio. But now I do these online, and it seems like time has just completely melded together. And I have no idea when I did anything. But it's been 4 years, and I think that the best way to start this off is, if you want to introduce yourself, and we can get right into what we're here to talk about.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Sam. My name's Nigel Weber. I'm an author. Now I can say that, living here in Winnipeg. And yeah, my book, Gritty City, An Oral History of Winnipeg Hip-Hop Music, 1980 to 2005, is about to come out.
Yeah, that's awesome, because last time you were on the show, I mean, obviously it was a work in progress, but it was quite a few stages, I think, back from where it is now. Like, now you're taking pre-orders. The book is imminent. The actual release of this is finally happening. What is it? How does it feel to sort of know that you're right close to the finish line here?
It's at once extremely exciting and also terrifying. Yeah, we spoke in 2020, so that was I had been at the project less than a year at that point. And now it's been 4.5 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was, only about a quarter way into it at that point. And, so yeah, I've really learned a lot and, yeah, so really excited for the release, excited for it to get out to people, because it's kind of like I've been learning this story myself.
Yeah.
Over these past 4.5 years, and you know, in that time, learning all these amazing stories, and now slowly been able to share them online through the Instagram that I'm doing. But just really excited for the whole book to be out there for the public to read.
For sure, and then the amount of time you're covering is pretty vast. I mean, you know, it's 25 years or so, right, of history. But there's so much that's happened. I mean, in hip hop as a genre, the amount of changes that have happened in terms of styles, in terms of its popularity as a genre, and then just locally in terms of who was involved and the different groups and the different labels and all that stuff. And I've noticed on your Instagram, like you mentioned, some of these stories you're posting are things that I had never even heard of. Like, there's shows that happened in, you know, whatever year, and I had no idea that person came to Winnipeg, or no idea this group existed in Winnipeg. And so, I mean, I assume that having not read the book, because it's not out yet, you must have tons of these kind of just like hidden gems of Winnipeg rap history in there that are probably news to a lot of people who weren't there for that specific event, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And even on the Instagram, you know, I'm covering things that are also covered in the book. You know, say a famous rapper who came here in 1995 was Craig Mack. And so there's a whole chapter on, you know, what it took to bring him here in that show specifically, because it was quite an endeavor. But then when I featured on the Instagram, I use a slightly different story.
Right.
So even if you're reading the book, when it does come out, and you've been following along online, you're not getting exactly the same story, because I just got so much different information from all these different people that even in a full length book, there's a lot that was left on the cutting room floor, so to speak.
Oh, I believe it for sure. And I mean, like, how did you decide then what was going to go in the book? Because I imagine you've been doing this for 4 years, 4.5 years. The amount of interviews you must have done is crazy. I mean, people from all different aspects of the Winnipeg rap scene. How much of it is actually, like, is there enough for like a special features or part two or something that isn't going to make it into the book just because of the quantity of information you've obtained?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, my initial vision was to bring it up to 2015. And at a certain point, I realized that simply wasn't going to be able to happen in one book. It just, we're running up against space.
Sure.
And, you know, no one wants to buy a 500-page book or whatever. So I've decided that at some point, you know, I already have a lot of the interviews. So at some point, I'm going to bring it up to at least 2015.
Okay.
Cover at least that last decade, because there's a lot of really important history in those years as well. You know, there's kind of a lull around 2000, you know, kind of after 2005, a lot of the groups from the 90s either, you know, quit completely, or, you know, the members go solo, like,
yeah,
you know, Mood Rough, Shades, Freak Show, All And, Peanuts and Corn goes on a hiatus. But then there's a lot of new groups that kind of come up in that time. You know, Winnipeg's Most. Deep Cave had been around, but then they really explode with kind of around 2007, 2008, and take off from there. Streets FM is another good example,
yeah, sure,
of something that kind of happens in that era that's really important. And I've spoken to a number of people from all those different groups or streets as well. So there is definitely enough material to make that into another book. I just didn't want to kind of overwhelm or have to start cutting out things that I felt were important, say, yeah, from back in the 80s and the 90s.
For sure.
Emotionless, never crying from this hopelessness. I cope with this, even if the air be odorless. This vocalist career now prepares for retirement. The only requirement is that I have enlightenment. My time is spent using visual as peripheral. It's difficult to view my crew as individuals. Their pitiful expression has me guessing I'm in critical. It's typical, they be looking out for me at intervals. You're giving a path for my mom and I to gather. She's yet tried to let slide her bedside manner, and have to let my woman take a look and then be there for me. Carefully she glared, I didn't care for how she stared at me. Overwhelmed by my realm of deformity, she lacked poise, the fat boys couldn't be more disorderly. Formerly the one who would come to administer strength, now I'm sinister, the dark is my visitor.
You know what's real, who feels so close? You find out it's close when you're cooking comatose. You know who's real and who feels so close? You find out it's close when you're cooking comatose. Who feels so close when you're cooking comatose?
That's when I first started noticing, focusing, opening my eyes on the times when she coasted in that closing when she showed a grin for her ornament, motoring quickly, but still she tried to rope me in by groping in my night robe, stroking cause she might hope I'd be talking soon. She stopped me walking off this tightrope. It doesn't happen. Now she's glamoring to polish it. Bitch, I don't need sloppy lips, I only want some consciousness. You stopping this? You be too presumptuous. Fucking should be up to us, you best forget voluptuous qualities. All I need is salvation. The waiting seems ancient, but God says patience, and I'm aching from an itch I can't scratch. I raise from my state, the soldiers overmatched. A voice said rest, the best is yet to come. It's a test of one, and you pick your curriculum.
Do you know who's real?
when you're comatose. You know who's real, who feels the most. You find out who's close when you're comatose.
It's a new day dawning, I'm still caught in my dilemma. I want to infiltrate and sedate this siesta. An extra energy could get me into therapy. And everyone is here for me. Today's a popularity contest. They're all dressed for progress. Let's not be modest, I'd make it regardless and break the calmness of this tongue-tied state. But time is running late, by now I should've wait. No wonder why I'm eating humble pie. I'm not giving another try. The boys are singing lullabies and some will cry. They know what this has come to. Mommy tucked me in cause I'm about to go down under. Slumber through adversity, I've learned to be accepting. Unplug the extension, I know my direction, I'm ascending to a place worth the pain. So now I walk away sane and leave prints in purple rain.
Do you know who's real? Who feels the most? You find out it's close when you're comatose. If you know who's real, who feels the most? You find out it's close when you're comatose. Who feels the most? You find out it's close when you're comatose. You know who's real? And who feels the most? You find out it's close when you're comatose. You know who's real? And who feels the most? When you come from the coast, you know who is real and who feels the most.
So I guess one of the interesting things too is that, like, you know, when you started to now, hip hop continues to be, if not the biggest genre of music on the planet, right up there in terms of kind of international popularity. And Winnipeg has no shortage of rappers. I mean, it seems like I hear about new ones every week, just sort of following as much local music stuff as I can because of this podcast, right? So, I mean, it's not like it's dying down in any way. So I imagine that, you know, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 20 years from now, there may very well be a need for, whether it's you or someone else, to document all of that stuff as well, right? There's it seems like it's one of those things that's never going to stop, hopefully, anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. I think that absolutely, I would agree with that. There's a lot of history out there, you know, and, you know, history still being made to this day.
For sure. Over the course of sort of mapping out the timeline of the Winnipeg rap history, is there sort of a point on the timeline where it has sort of, where it becomes respectable? Not that it wasn't respectable before, but it was a niche thing that sort of grew and grew and grew. Like, when on the timeline did that happen, do you think, for Winnipeg? When local hip-hop became sort of this thing that was more widely accepted rather than being just kind of a niche basement underground sort of genre?
Yeah, I mean, definitely at first it was very heavily, if not exclusively, in the Black Caribbean community, you know, with, you know, Indigenous people in, mixed in there as well. And that was born out of necessity, absolutely, because of discrimination and racism that that Black people were facing at that time. And I, you know, that slowly, you know, improved over the decade, over the 80s, I should say. You know, there is important work done by the Black-O-Rama Festival. The founder, Rocky Montague, did a lot of important work fighting back against some of the racism.
Okay.
I also have a chapter in the book on DJ Mr. Lee, who was the first Black DJ to play a mainstream club in Winnipeg.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Back when the Can-Ed Inns kind of had a stranglehold on the clubs. DJ Mr. Lee got in at Club Soda, which I think is now the Cowboys. And yeah, so that, you know, the acceptance, I would say, slowly grew over the 80s. Definitely one of the kind of seminal moments was actually when Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince came to Winnipeg in early 1990, February 1990, at the Convention Center. And at least 3,000 people showed up. And that kind of really set the tone and showed that, you know, if you did this thing right, that the people would show up.
Yeah.
And that there was a market for it. So I don't want to say that that was the turning point, but it definitely was like a really critical moment at that point.
Sure. What do you think is the importance of doing this? Like, I mean, I'm really happy to, well, even when we talked last time, I was very happy to hear you doing this because, I mean, part of the reason I do this show and hoard local music is because the idea of preserving this stuff, because there's so much, especially with underground independent artists, stuff that just gets lost to time, right? And I mean, I'm sure a lot of the artists you're talking about in the sort of the early parts of the history are people who are essentially forgotten by the general public today. And I'm sure it was probably difficult to get recordings and to find, you know, like actual artifacts from that time, which is really not that long ago. But what do you think is sort of the, what have you accomplished doing this book, I guess? And who will benefit from reading this, aside from just local music nerds?
I think that the first question you're asking about, you know, who, you know, who's this sort of remembering or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that it really is kind of celebrating that DIY spirit that exists in a lot of different Winnipeg art forms, not
definitely
just music, film, theater, all that, but certainly in Winnipeg music, the DIY spirit is very strong. And I mean, this book itself is a DIY effort, self-published. You know, part of the reason it took me 4.5 years is because I'm working a full-time job at the same time.
Of course.
But yeah, I think what it really accomplished was you know, build out the idea that, you know, everyday people in Winnipeg, you know, people who might not be household names, like you said, are worth, you know, celebrating and remembering, even if it was just a few years while they're a teenager that they're kind of kicking around, you know, because also, even though I interviewed over 100 people for this book, you know, there has to be, you know, hundreds, if not thousands more who are going to read the stories. And even though they weren't in the groups, they'll say, oh, I was there. I saw that
for sure
band, or I was at that party. And, you know, I think that's important, you know, to be able to see yourself reflected in a book, and, you know, in a preservation of history.
Yeah.
That it's not just like, you know, something, you know, teenagers messing around, that actually is worth documenting and celebrating.
Yeah, for sure. Give it the same sort of respect that a lot of other genres maybe have already received.
My thoughts drift across the mind, decipher the cure of living, sucking my soul at high, rub my eyes to clear the vision, getting crazy fucking bent, feeds my compulsion, no other supplement will ever feed my convulsions, every couple steps I'm finding myself delving deeper, I'm a selfish dreamer, giving it hell to be the top of the ship, believe I'm more than qualified, my war cry indicates my presence when it storms across the sky, so shut the fuck up and follow my lead, moving forward as the past gets cauterized. As the world's rotating, I'm gaming, aiming to prove that I'm not something to fuck with abrupt or dangerous moves. If you see through my pupils, judgments pass would quickly change up. Bloodsuckers and punk fuckers still lusting for blood, my veins pump. Talking that same junk, that's all
it's meant to be. After the smoke is clear, the same it'll never be.
It'll never be the same. We are unstoppable by the obstacles. Impossible possibles. It'll never be the same. We are unstoppable by the obstacles. Impossible possibles.
Truly remarkable, the spirit within that weathers whether or not people share the vision. Got you on the outside looking in, getting colder as years fly past. Been a decade, decade and day by simple overload, silent overload, overdose and excess, living rock and roll. From LA to NY, I'm well known. The golden grin, disliked and love. I'm a rock in hard places. Amongst my people, escalating without common paces. Motion colder inside, emotion dies with time and has been faded since my friends have died. I really could have, but never cried intentionally. Don't mention me, no longer here, an apparition unexceptionally. And it's justification to the meanwhile. We call it life, by and by, the goodbye to the night. Night, an ending, a new beginning. Daylight at midnight, a 180 in flight. What I want, despite.
It'll never be the same. We are unstoppable by the obstacles. Impossible possibles. It'll never be the same. We are unstoppable by the obstacles. Impossible possibles. It'll never be the same. We are unstoppable by the obstacles. Impossible possibles. It'll never be the same. We are unstoppable by the obstacles. Impossible possibles.
Broken English like injured family names. Surroundings I happily changed could never be found in games. Way back amidst nights, since I was born in basements with dim lights and fed on occasions of insights. Raised to be the missing piece to puzzles that didn't fit right. The shit I spit right, arranged like bricks in the hall. Words like pictures in the paint that are sticks to the wall. I fixed it for y'all, sick of it all. If you sharing, I'm sipping it all. Moderation never impressed me. Bottle spirits bless me. I hold the glass with a death grip. The toast those who set trip. Accept it, it's not your average electric age guy with pina et day by. Cause I write to let it out, to forget about. For the future age, revisions fade within me. Sick of the rage, I just simply made a decision to rhyme on the rhythm and division of time. Down an image and a vision of mine. Eternally I.
It'll never be the same. We are unstoppable by the obstacles. Impossible possibles. It'll never be the same. We are unstoppable by the obstacles. Impossible possibles. It'll never be the same. We are unstoppable by the obstacles. Impossible possibles. It'll never be the same. We are unstoppable by the obstacles. Impossible possibles.
Winnipeg and Manitoba has such a strong community of roots and folk and country artists, and that stuff's been extremely well documented. And there's a lot of history and books written about sort of the early 60s rock and roll scene with, you know, like Bowsy the Guess Who and stuff have been written about ad nauseum. So I think it's cool that you've sort of picked this very important aspect of the local music scene that has maybe been underserved by those kind of books. I mean, there was a book that came out a few years ago. It was about the history of the Winnipeg music scene. It was by, what's his name? John Einerson.
John Einerson. And yeah, I have that book.
He really didn't touch on much sort of beyond the early 90s, and he really didn't go much beyond sort of the basic sort of mainstream stuff, right? I mean, he mentioned a couple things with hip-hop, but didn't really dig in too much to it. And the same with punk rock, same with some of these other genres that have been thriving in Winnipeg, but never really aren't getting that kind of attention. So, I mean, that book has sort of been portrayed as the definitive look at the local music scene, but it's definitely, there's some gaps, right? And so those gaps, I think, are it's nice that there are people like you doing this to fill them. And like Sheldon Burney's book, Missing Like Teeth, which covered the oral history of the punk scene and the alt rock scene and stuff. I mean, there's so much going on that it's cool to have sort of, you can't really get the full picture of this massive music scene in just one book.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Sheldon's book was a big inspiration for me doing this. I spoke to him early on in the project. He kind of helped give me some guidance. I've read that John Einerson book. I have that. And I did actually reach out to John. He provided a blurb for this, for my book. So shout out, John. He's, he's put in a lot of work, you know, and I think that while that book definitely covers a lot, there you know, he has his blind spots like anybody.
Of course, yeah.
And you know, it's I'm more than happy to help fill them. And, you know, he was more than eager to read my book when I provide him with an advanced copy to kind of get that blurb. And yeah, so he was on board with what I'm doing and everything, even though it's, you know, not his genre. So yeah, you know, I think, you know, more the merrier. You know, there's a guy out east somewhere writing a book about or doing some kind of project on Canadian hip hop history, and you know, I think that's great. You know, you know, he's doing something on Toronto right now, but maybe has something about Winnipeg in the works. But you know, I welcome all that. You know, there's everyone kind of has their own perspective, and you know, you can kind of go into different details or different stories, and you know, if there's ever a day that there's a glut of literature on Winnipeg hip hop, then it'll be a happy day.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, for sure. I think the more the merrier is the best way to put it, because you're never going to be able to cover everything. And there's always going to be someone who has some interesting story or show poster or photos or video or audio of a show that no one else has. And they'll come out of the woodwork and sort of surprise everyone with it. So, yeah, I don't think it's possible to have a definitive version of a history of the music scene, but I think you put in the time and the interviews to get as close as you can.
Yeah. Bonafide. Bringing it hard.
Don't stop.
It's another one.
Yeah. Hey, you ready for this one, man?
Nah, you know they ain't. We gonna do this here. Yeah. Hard. First off the bat. Yo, I believe that's me. Yo, I'ma knock it out the park like this was MLB. Pound for pound. And y'all can measure this frame. And if you listen real close, you hear them calling my name. Phenom, worse than some, but better than most. Though I ain't the bragging type, I'm a half the boast. But at least I'll back it up with an 8 or 16. And then my crew will follow up, and that's a wrap, you know what I mean?
To the streets, I don't need no deal. But I ain't sleeping, I'm resting in peace till I eat your meal. Everybody saying he's so real. Cause I could take it from the west to the east like Shaquille O'Neal. I keep spitting for another grip. Fiends itching for another hit. So I feed a more better shit to rock to. I too and spit on tracks. I'm not you, I'm sick. Got flu to sniff. Y'all better get your game on tight. Every time I hear your shit, it just don't bang right. Right, now swing right to left. Middle finger in the air, homie, like that sex. Y'all better get your game on tight. Every time I hear your shit, it just don't bang right. Swing right to left, middle fingers in the air, yo, like that. Okay, let's get it poppin', keep it hot for the block. Too many brothers watching my moves and riding my chop. I don't give a damn, man, like I got rise at the top. Bonafide, chilly city, I'ma rep it to death. All about stacking my picks and my publishing checks. I don't care who got now, cause I know we got next. Go ahead, make your songs while we make these ends. Go ahead, play your songs while we get these spins. I'm just a brother making moves, trying to smash the game. Whatever comes first, hey yo, the cash of fame. A lot of rappers talk about it, but their styles is lame. Every song, every topic, yo, it's all the same. Come on, dudes, I know you straight from the burbs. Now you all hardcore, cause you toting some herb. Brother, please, you spitting shit I already heard. You don't have my preview, your vision's blurred. Y'all better get your game on tight. Every time I hear your shit, just don't bang right.
Bang right.
Now swing right to left, middle fingers in the air, homie, like that sex. Y'all better get your game on tight. Every time I hear shit, it just don't bang right. Right, now swing right to left, middle fingers in the air, homie, like that sex. We got a game on, we gon' bang on, blaze on. Everybody tryna hate on us, better hush, we tryna get our papes on. Real players get your play on. We got a game on. We gon' bang on, blaze on. Everybody tryna hate on us. Better hush. Tryna get our papes on. Real players get your play on.
My game is on, currency certainly what my aim is on. If you heard of me, you heard of my songs. And who I'm reppin' for, B-O-N-A-5. If you don't know who we are, then your brain's overfried. Cause I heard shit buzzing like a beehive.
What?
We grown up kids, this ain't no B-5. Tryna take big steps like Shaq's feet size. Pay our dues, now it's your time.
Y'all better get your game on tight. Every time I hear your shit, it just don't bang right. Right, now swing right to left. Middle fingers in the air, homie, like that sex. Y'all better get your game on tight. Every time I hear your shit, it just don't bang right. Right, now swing right to left. Middle fingers in the air, homie, like that sex.
glad you mentioned about the photos and the videos and all that. I another aspect that I'm going to start focusing on a little bit more as the book comes out, and I'm not as focused on that aspect, but I've been collecting photos, posters, videos, any kind of archival material from people that were, in different groups, and even just photographers, you know.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Steve St. Louis for hooking me up with a lot of photos. And I'm in contact with a number of other people that I need to get some stuff off of. But yeah, that's another big aspect that we're kind of, that I'm kind of working towards, is doing some sort of, visual exhibition, whether it's temporary or permanent, having some kind of, some kind of visual archive of the photo, the photos. Yeah. And the posters.
Well, I was going to ask you about the visual side of things and about sort of the ongoing keeping these archives and all this stuff available to people. What is there an endpoint for you with this project? I mean, I can't imagine putting all this time in, digging through so much information, doing all these interviews, listening to so much music for sure. Can you stop, or is Gritty City kind of like this ongoing thing for you, sort of in perpetuity?
Well, are you ever going to stop with
No, I'm not. That's what I'm asking.
It's, I feel like at least in some way, it's always going to be there. Like I said, there's at least going to be a part two. I'm at least going to bring it up to 2015.
Yeah.
My blood runs back to slave ships and great warriors. This makes me the successor to many men who once lived. Here I am now, evaluating my surroundings. In the billions I am counting, an amount that seems unreal. As the wheels spin, intellects split their dividends. Joint opinions win, while civilians create their futures of all computers. International trips through microchips. A global village sits inside a disc. It's a setup corrupt. The masses don't give a fuck, cause at the speed of life we strive to succeed in its existence. There's no resistance as the wind blows from east to west. So the innocent sweat while the Caesars are obsessed with capital. This will build the highest podium. They know the earth is closing in and her rash will tear the skin. Plans to transfer man because his land rots from the scum. Sucking bumps who scam in their industrialized hypocrisy. It was written, noble men wrote the first edition. A chosen few had subscriptions, these books were kept hidden. Their instructions match their precedents beyond the president. He's irrelevant. This involves man's settlement. His development complete as soon as destination chosen. God will be chased through the depths of space at any cost. Even if millions lose their lives, man must survive in his quest to find out why. For thousands of years, I've astounded my peers. My fear holds the tears as the dreams disappear. Surrounding my kingdom, a moat filled with blood. If you dug up the truth, you would soon be dismantled. As earth seeks new order, chaos rides the border. And mourners turn loved ones to form sand and soil. And liquids and gases, this shit hits the masses. I once spoke to earth, now I crash through her flesh. A massive disease now impacting the depths of conscious creation. My lust for control makes me suffocate your soul as I haunt every nation.
Serious the world. Experience the struggle.
So where do we go from here? How do we show no fear when the warriors have all disappeared? Put down their spears, trade them for beers, drank till no one hears. The ancestors smashing windows of the past for fear. Till all that's dear no longer is held near. Separated by a world of make-believe we peer into the sky and wonder how and why existence here. In our destructive appetite, how did we engineer? The end is near cause we revel in our numbered days. From world wars to mass hunger, there's 100 ways to take away our strength. Once a week we seek our grave. Living death through life, cause life is given death through fate. So we just wait and watch the leaders take our voice away. Self-destruct and hate, contributing to a wealth that's made. In the name of violence, we elevate depraved tyrants. A game that's mindless, cause those who speak the truth are silent.
Serious the world, experience the struggle.
Nevertheless, we cannot understand.
Serious the world, experience the struggle.
Unable to see in the fog as these men wag the
the dog, causing opinions to green the educated society. The schools are lessons on how the Western world rules, condemning the clashes and the violence that occurs in other countries. Beautiful resorts mixed with ugly politics. My politicians know all the tricks so I can eat on foreign lands. But outside my dream, there's a man who lives unseen, fighting for his rights within the new world scheme. Old wars are fought, youth run from gunshots. Some stand behind rocks with their custom slingshots, fighting for their flag, no time for buying cap rags. Kill at will, free the souls, leaving bodies to be dragged. Conflict, man versus man, people strict, working for God. Suicide bombers walk with bloody hands, ready to die on command. Must protect an ancient culture from these Western adults who unearth their sacred sculptures. Yeah, I know we're friendly, but the price of friendship is heavy. You might be willing to conform, modify your customs, and we shall live in peace, and we will pave your streets. Providers of freedom under one legion. Love, hugs, and kisses between all civilians. It's the Western world tradition, already trusted by millions.
Nevertheless, they could not understand.
Serious, the world experienced the struggle.
Nevertheless, they could not understand.
Experience the struggle.
Hey folks, it's me. This was a really fun interview, as I'm sure you can tell if you've got this far into it. But when we were recording it, we had all kinds of technical difficulties. This is probably the most difficulties I've ever had on an episode. Headphones weren't working, audio was cutting out, my recorder randomly turned off, battery issues, everything was going wrong that could possibly go wrong. So the last 10 minutes or so of the conversation, it's not really salvageable. The good thing is, maybe not 10 minutes, maybe 5 minutes, but the good thing is, that was mainly spent sort of plugging where you can find Gritty City. So really, I mean, I can just fill you in right now on that information. So first of all, he's talked about the Instagram quite a bit, about all of the archival content he's posting there. It's also the best way to get hold of him. If you have questions, if you have information about Winnipeg rap history or documents or posters or recordings or anything you'd like to share, go to @GrittyCityWPG. It's one word, GrittyCityWPG. And that's where you can find him on Instagram. There's a really awesome collection of stuff that he seems to be updating pretty regularly, of old show posters and things that really probably have been forgotten by a lot of people. So that's one place to check. You can also go to grittycitywpg.com. And that is the main website for this whole project. And from there, you can find really what you're looking for, which is probably how to buy a copy of the book. The pre-sale is happening right now. There's also opportunities to buy merch, he's got shirts, he's got all kinds of stuff. So again, thanks to Nigel for being on this episode, talking about the book, taking the time and the effort to create this book. And yeah, so go to Gritty City WPG on Instagram or grittycitywpg.com to find out more about how you can get involved and most importantly, how you can read the book. Thanks for listening.
Can't afford to slip.
We ain't your average nutcracker, bougie rapper. We ain't no thug, no scrub, no backpacker. We ain't your motor mouth, talking like you got skills. Phony crook, you make money, dollar bills. We ain't concerned with your foes, your weaponry. Here's what you need in your life, son, history. I say it now, like I said it before. Don't ever, ever, ever come around here no more.
I take a half a step back, quietly observe. I let these cats run their mouth, talk some shit that's absurd. Well, other kids try and sell me on what's the good word. What they say and what I see, the contradiction in terms. I'm known for straight spitting, where the freestyle are written. Fluid deliveries over beats that's hitting. Spitting myself the rhyme with no inhibition. When my check was hyper, then you said, man, listen. You in the crowd, dogs, you're just not clicking. Pounds of respect to run, not getting free of vice, first lesson. Need to stop sweating. Rejecting confidence is your most powerful weapon. Love from life lesson, I'm known for my blessing. Only move one direction as far progression. Smooth, I got the right away with this hype display. A smooth mic master ray. But rocket shows a minute, skill to capacitate. Heard your rhyme, but on they selectively. Collectively, there's only few that's impressing me. They in the studio, I'm right here next to me. So don't get mad when the DJ selecting me. And that's loose the f***ing minds cause they can echo me. Respectfully, you're only option when you mention me. Move off grass with the sick rapper, man.
We ain't your average nutcracker, dude, you rapper. We ain't no thug, no scrub, no backpacker. We ain't your older mouth talking like you got skills. Phony crook, you make money, dollar bills. We ain't concerned with your food, your weaponry. Here's what you need in your life, son, history. I say it now, like I said it before. Don't ever, ever, ever come around here no more. Let's destroy what we become. Let's destroy what we become. It's a massive attack to your cerebral. All voices intact, more power to the people. 7 days and nights of hip-hop unlocked to invite new thoughts of enlightenment. New songs that grew long and new forms. MCs that do wrong are lukewarm. They failed hip-hop 101, you see. They ask me what style I'm on, is he? East, west, thug or futuristic? I say nah, nah, just a new linguistic. We 10 years now, you must have missed it. It's move up, not rap statistic. Let's destroy what we become. Let's destroy what we become. These cats are getting high on their own supply. Not using time, but abusing time. Take a time out from illusion time. Why Adario keep jumping cars, touching stars? God, I still remain starless. From any self-help masquerade, I'm so hip-hop, I don't need a resume. We ain't your average nutcracker, do you rapper? We ain't no thug, no scrub, no backpacker. We ain't your older mouth talking like you got skills. Phony crook, you make money, dollar bills. We ain't concerned with your foes, your weaponry. Here's what you need in your life, son, history. I say it now, like I said it before. Don't ever, ever, ever come around here no more.
Can't afford to slip.
Come, let's destroy what we come.